They were holding on Daf Tes Amid Beis. Ein Bein Sefarim L'Tahalokha Tes. Ein Bein Sefarim L'Tefilin HaMizuzot. Ela Shasfarim Nechtavim B'Kol HaShom. Tefilin HaMizuzot Zeh Nechtavis El Ashurit. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, Af Bisfarim Lo'itir Shikatfu, Ela Yevanit. So now, this is wonderful because in the Bavli we don't do this. And here we actually, in the context of Megillah, we trace everything back to Migdal Bavel. Of course, what this is all about. That's why we went back to Bavel, the whole idea of Mordecai and so on. So I pointed out today.
Language.
It's a very focused on language, again and again and again. Something about language or mind-boggling. That's why we have the dinim over here of what language you can write for him and so on. So here the Gemara goes all the way back to Migdal Bavel. See, what is the meaning at the time of Nimrod? What was the safacha? Machlok is Reblozer and Yochan. Chanam Roshayim Adabrim B'Shivim Lashon. That everybody knew all variant languages. Therefore, they were able to communicate. Yeah. The Chorona Omar, Roshayim Adabrim B'Lashon Yechido Shalayla. B'Lashon HaKadosh. Am Echod. What's the Safa Achat? I mean, what's the Safa Achat? The Safa of Yechido Shalayla, of the Echad. That's Lashon HaKadosh. So this means that they all understood that Lashon HaKodesh and Memela. Only afterwards did they create the Shivim Lashon HaKodesh after the Chalukah of Bavel. Tony Bar Kapara. So what's the reason that Rabbi Gamliel says Bar Kapara that you can write the Sforim Dafke in Yevanit? What's Yevanit? Yafta Lakim LaYefet Vishkan Bo'al Hashem Shiyun Medabrim B'Lashon HaShayefet Bo'al HaShem. When we read the Sifrei Torah in the Botei Medrashis and Botei Knesiot of Shem, that's the early. It should be in the Loshon HaYefes, and it's taken for granted Yefes means the Loshon, the Yofe, meaning Greek, the way that the prophet does it, it's taken for granted. Not Gomer, Mogog, but must be of Yofe.
But it's understood to be a man-made language, correct?
Well, it depends on these two machlokas, maybe. Because otherwise they're breakdowns of Loshon HaKodesh. So it depends on, it could be it's dependent on that. But I mean, we always bring rias to Lashon HaKodesh from other Lashonos. We bring rias to the meaning of words in the Torah from other languages. So it can't be that they're simply, words that have no relationship to some external reality. Otherwise, why would they be meramis to meanings in Lashon HaKodesh? B'nei Yefet, Gomer Umagog Umadai, V'Yavan V'Tuval, Umeshet V'Tiras. You know, this is such a shame because Dr. Spolsky just brought back for me, told me yesterday, I brought you back the book from Turkey that had this brilliant book that goes through all of the Shili Mumais. Because they're very sensitive there in Turkey because of Nayak. So Nayak landed in Turkey. So it's a big thing over there, what are the Shili Mumais. They have like beautiful, full color book with maps of all the Shivim Bashinas and how they developed and who's who. And his mom, today's Gemara, I call him up this morning to ask where he is. Where is he? And Gomer is Germania. But actually, here it means Germania, not Germania, which is why they grow on all the other Gerses are Germania, because Germania is from B'nai Yefet. So that doesn't fit Bichlal. Right? This is Germania. Shall Edom, and this is Germania of Yefet.
So that's the same place.
Not the same place, but it could be that the Germanic tribes relate to Germania because of where they were, but after Edom takes over, what Hitler was so focused on with his primitive, idiotic, it's amazing that he thought that this is a genetic advantage, but Mela, Aryan. Mogog is Gaitia, Madai is what we still know. It's Jishmua. I mean, we know it's still called Madai. Yavan is Isis. Tuval and Yatinia. Meshech is Mysia. Tiras is a Machlokas. Rabbi Simon says it's Paras. And Rabbonin says it's Turkey. Bnei Gomer Ashkenaz Rifat v'Togarna. And what is that? It's Asia. That's Ashkenaz. And Hadayat and Germanica. And Bnei Yavan is Elisha, v'Tarshish, Kitim, v'Dodanim, which in our terms in Gemara's time translates into Alster, and Italia, Sardinia should probably be, and Dardania, and Arodi. Arodi is Rhodes, and Atzimori is what we call Chamat, and the Chamati is what we call Chamat, and Adlosha, that's what we call Clara. Rav Yehuda bar Yehuda bar Sholem Amar, yeah, that's the Targum. That's why in the Targum it calls it Kaldois. Huh? That's it? Yeah. Very good. Omar Rabbi Yonatan Beit Guvrin, Arba Lashonot Na'im Shishtamish Bema Olam. There were four languages, beautiful languages, that were the heights of people the world was meant to use for special things. Ve'ilohi, Laz Lazemer. Greek is for poetry. Romi is for romance. You should say Lekare. So, indeed, the romance languages are for romance. Sursi is for moaning. So that's for all of the Ayelaya, the version of Kina, the Kinais. Well, written in sort of like Yiddish. Ivri Ledibur. Moshe Nakodesh is the clearest for speech. And some say Ashuri is good for Ktab, writing, beauty of writing. That's Ktab Ashuri. Ashuri indeed has a Ktab. They don't have any Lashon we're talking about. I mean, Aramaic, that's black. Ivri Yeshua Lashon, they don't have any Ktab. So Bacharulahem, therefore, Minashamayim, they chose for Yisrael. Ktav Ashuri, Veloshon Ivri, to have the best of both worlds. The Lama Nikra Shmo Ashuri, Shumu'ushar Bichtavo, because it's the most mu'ushar, and clear, and powerful in its writing. Omer Rebbe Levi, Rebbe Levi says, that's not why. It's because of Ashuri. Doesn't it sound to you like Ashur, maybe? So it might have something to do with Assyria. So Sha'Allah B'yadam the Ashur, that it was the Ktav. When did Ktav Ashuri appear in the Torah? The writing on the wall was Bashuri, which meant nobody could read it. So only Daniel was able to read it. So Mamela was in that, once they saw that it was being used, that Ezra began writing the Sifrei Torah in Ashuri. Tani Rav Yossi Omer Ra'ui Haya Ezra Shetinatein Torah Al Yado. Truth is that Ezra was a Tzadik Gomer and was Ra'ui for the Torah to be given to him. Elo Shekodmo Don Moshe. This is the door of Barsha, which was the door Deya, the Midbar. They came first. The Alpha Bishalom Nitna Torah Yadav. It was Nishtana Yadav. It was Hun Nitan Ktav Lashona. Alpha Nitan Ktav Lashona Yadav. Nonetheless, originally it was given Bichtav Ivri, and now it was given Bimei Ezra in the Ktav Ashuris, and also in Lashon Arami with the Targum. That's when the Targum was exposed, and they were both here. The Ktav Ashuris and the Lashon HaKodesh, they left Ktav Ivri, as it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Bavli, they left Ktav Ivri for Hedyotot, and they left the Safa Aramit for Hedyotot, not for Kodosh things. Then this is why we find in Ezra that it says Ktav HaNishtavan. What's a Nishtavan? It's changing Ktav. Ketuv Aramit, Meturgam Aramit. So in other words, it's Nishtavana Shinui, that's when they changed the Ktav. V'lo kahalim Ktav al Mikre. This is taken from the story of Belshazzar. So Daniel reports it was not like the normal Ktav that people could read when he wrote Mana, Taka, Leparsi, and so on. So even though they should have been able to understand it, there were plenty of Jews there, why did it need, like an expert should be expert, it needed Daniel, why did it need Daniel? Malamit Shabo Bayom Nitan. That was the first time they had seen that. And the Malach came and used that Ktav, and from then on they were both of that Ktav. So only Daniel, with Ruach HaKodesh, was able to see what it was saying. Gam Hayom Magid Mishneh Hashivlach. First it says, the Pasuk over there, Shuvi Libitzarona Tzreyatikha. Go back to your fortresses, those who still have hope. So over here it's talking about the ultimate building of the Beis HaMikdash. Here it was meant the second Beis HaMikdash. To those who were in the Galut, who had the Ir Miftzar, meaning Yerushalayim. And it says, Gam Hayom, I will give you today what was forgotten, in other words. So that means what you forgot in Torah. So that's like it says, V'katavlot Mishneh Torah Zot Al Sefer. So why we call Mishneh Torah, Mishneh Torah? Because it's Ktav Shrasur Lehishtanot. It's from the Lashon, not only a review, but Mishtaneh, changes. That's why people like to call the Sefer Mishnah Halachas, the Mishana Halachas, because it always gets it wrong. You know? Nasty. But anyway. So Mishnah Torah also has an inner meaning of Mishana HaTorah, because indeed the Torah is going to be Mishtaneh in the days of Ezra. Reb Nechemi Omer. It's a remnant, right? The same way it's the whole Torah is called, because of the Mishnah Torah. Reb Nechemi Omer Beraat Nitnato. Remember, I told you in the Yerushalmi, Ktab Raat, from the Lashon of Ro'etz, Vahilo the Ro'etz, it's crushing, and it's like a categoria. So that's Ktab Ivri. It's primitive and stick like Ktab. It's not a nice Ktab. That's a Ro'etz. But that's the way it was given. It was given Bimei Moshe already. Again, I told you the way the Rishonim learned that it means it was given in Aramit, but that it was exposed only in the, but in the Heichal and Afinami, it was Aramit. But then after that was hidden, so they could no longer compare it to the original. I mean, Ashurit. Ashurit. Va'atik Reb Yosef. This goes according to Reb Yosef, which says that it changed into Asherit, but Bimei Moshe, indeed, it was Ketav Ivri. Whereas Rebbe argues, and he says, no, Chas V'Shalom, Asherit Nitna HaTorah, actually was given L'Chatchila and Ketav Asherit on Har Sinai. U'Kishachatu, when they had to hide now, but that's safer, together with the Yoram. Sinefach Le'en L'Ro'etz, that's Tir'atz Oyev, it's in Lashon Ro'etz, to crush. And they forgot it, and they started using Ketav Ivri. U'kishezachu b'nei Ezra v'tetshuva b'nei Ezra v'tzecha t'gula ne'epach la'em Ashurit, and they were given back the right to use Ketav Ashurit. Tav Rav Shimon Elazar Emer, Mishum Rav Elazar Ben Parta. Shomer Mishum Rav Elazar Amadoi, Ketav Ashurit nitna Torah. My time I'll prove to you. Remember, my time in the Yerushalmi always means, how do you see it in the pasuk? Because it says in the pasuk, Vavei ha'amudim, it says, Chashukehem kesef. And then it says, Vavei ha'amudim, could have just said, Ha'amudav chesrim, Vaveihem kesef. Hello, what is it coming to tell me? Shehei vavim shel Torah domim la'amudim. This teaches us that the letter Vav is shaped like an amud, which means that it's biskifa, which is only in Ketav Asherit, because in Ketav Ivri, a Vav is shaped like a Vav, meaning like a hook. But it's a weird shape for a Vav. Why would a Vav be an Amud if the whole point of a Vav is that it's meant to be something you hang something on? So in the original Ketav Ivri, it looks like a hanger, something you hang on. So if it says Vavei are Amudim, it's a Raya that the Torah was written in Asherit.
In the Arita of the language, it's more picture like that.
That's right. It's primitive.
The higher level is more
exactly. Omer Rebbe Levi. So in Man Yomer L'Ra'atz Nitnat Torah comes out a big difference. If you hold that the Torah was given in Ketav Ivri L'Ra'atz, so then the Ayin in the Luchas was Maisenisim, because the Ayin in Ketav Ivri is an O, is an English O, very simple letter. But that means that the inside of the iron had to be standing there with a force field. But if you hold Man Yomer Ashurim Nitnat Torah, then the Samach is Maisenisim. Because that's the only thing that would have an inside. And that says, V'chakukot Mishnei Evrehem, has to go through the side. Reb Yirmiya, B'shem Reb Chiya Barba, Reb Simon, both of them say, Tratein Omrim, Torah HaRishonim Lo Haya, there was no Hey Shelahem, there was no Regel of the hay that would touch the roof. V'lo mem shelahem satum. So the mem sofit was not connected all the way up to the top, and the regal of the hay did not touch the top of the hay either. But the samach was satum. A samach satum, and that's why we say the samach was b'nei sayahome, but we didn't say the mem hayahome. So the mem means that there can be a chibur in a mem sofit, a little hole, which can connect the inside of the luach to the outside of the luach. So it doesn't have to be satum completely, according to this. The Bavli, we said that it's, the mem has to be satum. Okay, we'll see weiter. Toni Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, after Sfarim Olitir Shif Katu Ele Yevanit. So, we said before, this is like Omar Ma. We said before that it was only in Greek. What does this mean? Why dafka biyavanit? Because botka umot sheina torah yichala litagen kotzacha ela yavanit. This is the Rambam. The Rambam writes, the only language that has multiple levels of meaning that can be used, an actual targum of Lashon HaKodesh, so that you can darshan it according to the original multiplicity, is Greek. And there's no other way to do it. Burgen Yechad, and this was some little farmer who lived in this little hut outside, you know, with a watch. A Burgen is a guy who watches the Paris outdoors. Bidalahem, he made it all up, you see.
Made what up?
The language.
Greek?
Yeah, he went ahead. No, he made up. It's the same kid that was raised with the wolves, you know. So he took Romit and he made it. He made up Latin, mitoch yavanit. Because he was such a low class farmer that all he could come up with was Latin.
Big laugh.
Right? So there used to be this beautiful language. And okay, what he was left with as a little farm boy was like, you know, the dregs. So that's Latin. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Tirgem Akilas Hagera Torah lefnei Rabbi Elazar lefnei Rabbi Yoshua. The Targum Unklus, he passed it by Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yoshua, his Rabbein, v'kilsuoto, and they put their stamp of approval on it. They were meshabeach that this is excellent. V'yamru lo yafita b'nei Adam. They read the Parsha Tehillim. Parsha Tehillim is all about Talmidei Chachamim, their ability to create, and Hutzakhein b'sifsotecha, that now, through you, will be mefarish the Torah correctly. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi Omer, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Sha'al, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi asks like this. It says, in Beitzer HaMitzvah, this is, it's Elisha Tzvarim Nechtavim, B'chol HaShan, Lama Leinan Amrim, Yeshu Tzvarim, Hashem Mitzvah, this is us. We often have a structure in a Mishnah that compares various dinim when they're opposites in two things. We say, Yesh be'ex masha'in be'y, v'yesh be'y masha'in be'ex, right? So we could have created this like a list of things. We could have said, Shasfarim nechtavim b'shnei dapim. First of all, a single parsha can be written on two pages in the Sefer Torah. Not mechuyav to keep a parsha on a gilayon. Could be on the next, because not then I'd make an interruption, separate gilayon. Masha'in ken, tilin b'zuzot, are in a nechtavet ala bar achad. Over there, you can't take. Now, I'm sorry, where am I? In a nechtavet ala bar achad. Masha'in ken, masha'in ken, tilin b'zuzot, has to be one. And he did Reb Yitzchak Bar Yerukhiya. He was a katuba. He was a sofer. And he asked, and he was sofer de rabba. He says there's a bigger question to ask. Asfarim nichtav b'shteyarot. It's more than that. You can paste, use glue in the Sefer Torah. You know, you often see, but it's all this big, paste a piece of ore, and you fix it. Very common in the Sefer Torah. See a piece that was pasted in.
And that's before they started writing it.
Yeah, but tefillin mezuzot, you can't. In anechtavim ala bar achat. Over there, it has to be, you can't put two or all together. So it has to be that the amud, even if you would write the parsha on one daf, but it's not only that, it has to be one skin. And it's a bigger issue. It doesn't only have to be one daf. So tefillin mezuzot, anechtavim ala bar achat. Amorun chavraya tamir rabbana. Nomar daf echad b'shnei orot, let he derab. The chaverim said in front of Rabbi Mona that he could have asked even a better kasha. He could have said, "Say that tefillin mezuzos cannot be written." The same question, basically, phrase it differently. Cannot be written on two orot, even if they are b'amud echad. Mashen games for him. Let's put the two together, and that way you'll be able to say it in a very effective way. And he told us, Omar Lon, he told us it's not true. Because Afil is foreign, Einan Nechtavim Kein. You can't write a Sefer Torah also with two separate orot on one daf. And there would therefore be no nafkamina. That's why we asked dafka from Nechtavim B'Shnei Daf and not B'Shnei Oros. Because I don't know that you can write B'Shnei Oros. How about this? Tolim V'Sfarim V'Ein Tolim Lo B'Tfil Lo Mezuzot. There's another nafkamina that you can write. You're allowed to hang letters in Sfarim. You can't finish, and you can't fit everything into the line, and you realize something was left out of something. You can put it into the sign. Let it hang off of the line between the lines. Whereas the Torah mezuzos, you're not allowed to have a line between the lines. You have to have every line complete, and otherwise you're finished. Sfarim shekatvan ketvilin mezuzot ein tovim ben tvilin mezuzot shekatvan ketvilin. Because there's it really depends over here, right? The reason over here is not because of the chumrah of tefillin and mezuzahs, because the svarim, when you're writing them, you have a lot of space between the lines, and therefore you can be a teva between the lines. If you would write tefillin like a sefer, so there's no iser to be teva; it's just practically impossible. But if Lamaisa guy's walking around with a tefillah of that size and the parshas are that big, it's not, theoretically it's possible. If you write a tiny sefer Torah to be like tefillah, you wouldn't be able to be tefillah of Anshuras either. So that's logistics. Son. You don't ask a kash for logistics. It's therefore okay. We leave out that question because it's just not given the size of the top, which is Rabbi Zeira, which is a little one.
Is that part of the difference because the daffing?
It's a difference. It's not practical to have tefillin that are that big.
No. So far, the only
well, enough community that we're asking still is the daven.
Which is where you have. Is it something you see, or is it something you see?
Something you see. Something you see. You have to have the entire parsha without crossing over to the next line in the tefillin. So you have a parsha on a page. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Ami Hayakotev. He used to write. Ela imze v'imze. So he would write different size letters, one with the other. In other words, you're saying you can't fit it in. I can add a tiny word, even if the rest of it is large. I can write one tiny word. V'imahayta parasha asuya came. Kasher, if the whole thing would be written, let's say you have Sefer Torah, everything's written big, and you have one part written tiny. You have the part of the tefillin, let's say, it's written tiny in the Sefer Torah. It's kosher. It's also kosher. The imlav, but if it's not a whole parsha, to mix in a line, then indeed it's possible. So if some of the osias are big and some of them are small, so then it's called menumar. Menumar is like, it looks like it's a, you know, dot spotted. That's already possible because it's not the nice ksav. Rebbe Zeira b'shem Rabbi Bar Chanina, kichtav svarim, king ksav tefillin mezuzos. The halacha is that all of the dinim of an oath, namely that it has to be muketas tefillin, you can't have something at the end, and you're not allowed to have it touching one the other, you know, so the various chumras of a letter, that applies across the board. This only has to do with the tzura of the parsha, but the letters are exactly the same. Rebbe Zeira, b'shem Rab, nikev nekev b'yerekvo shel hey. Let's say that the right side of a hay, which is supposed to be mechuber, gets a hole in it. In gordo v'nishtayer shom yerech tana kasher. If after you would take off what was hanging from above the hole, you would still have enough to be a letter yud. In other words, it's a os ktana. So then, what is above the nekev is now mukaf kvil. Because even though there's a hole, if I scrape off a little more, let's say. So what's the problem with the nekev? The problem with the nekev is not book of gvil. Because the hole is no gvil. So what if I would scrape off a little bit above the nekev, and it would still be the size of a yud that is hanging? So then I have a kosher hay that is book of gvil. Because it's enough to be the shear of an os. It has to be a shear of a minimal os. So then it's also book of gvil. So in other words, it's not the lemaisa, there's a hole there that will puzzle. It's whether it's possible for it to be mukav gvil. The imlav puzzle. There's not enough for an ice katana the size of a yud above the hole. After you scrape away a little bit, then it's possible because it's not mukav gvil. Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Chista, haya hagimel mechaleh tagvil. Let's say the leg of a gimel, which stretches to the left, reaches all the way to the end of the page. And now, it's not, what are you looking crazy for? No, we're trying to think of a letter that stretches to the left. Right? That stretches to the right. So if you have a letter that maybe, and it goes all the way to the end of the page, not off the page, but if it's at the end of the page, it doesn't have mukav gvil. So it's mechalitz agvil. So here too, im gordom nishtar sham yerch tana kosha. If you have now, after scraping a little tiny piece off, you have enough now that there's still the size of a yud, that would be mukav gvil, and it would be kosher, im lav pasul. So again, the tzura of an os is that each piece has to be the size of a yud. Not considered to be an os at all. Rebbe Zeira, b'shem ha'shayin bar nidva, nikev nekev be'emtza beis. Let's say in the middle of a beis, which anyway is nothing written in it. There's a hole in the middle of the beis. Im hayag vil makifo b'kol tzad it's kosher. Mimav posel. If it's in the middle, it doesn't help to do gerira.
In the white space.
And so it takes up the entire white space. So you'll say, so it's the same halacha. If I could scrape away a little of the top of the base, all around, so the hole in the middle is not going to be ma'akev because it's still mukav gvil. No, it doesn't help in the middle. So over there, it's only if the gvil is makifa b'chol tzad without being gerer that it's kosher. V'imlav posel. In this case, it doesn't help grira. It only helps grira where it's not part of the essential tzura of the os. The middle of a letter is part of the tzura of the letter. The boundaries on the outside of the letter is not part of the tzura of the letter. So it's two different dinim in mukav gvil. Fascinating. The dinim in exile here in the Yerushalmi or here, not in Menach. The whole concept of Kiftavam, the Philistinam, and Megillah. It's partially amazing. Okay, we're holding a Yud Aleph and Aleph here in the Yerushalmi, Megillah. So the last thing we learned was that if the middle of the base has been hollowed out, Megvil is missing, then you don't say the Svara of being able to scrape away a little bit of it to make the Gvil. It's either there is Gvil or there's not. Simoya Gvil Makifomi Kotzat Kosher. And if not, imlath pasul, and that's considered to be a fisorin now in the old Surat Sa'os. There's no way to use grira as the solution. So here it doesn't help to be gera. Omer Avizira, this is the new Gemara. Omer Avizira, asid Rabbi Chista, the idea of Rabbi Chista that it does help to be gera and to make an os mukaf gvil, is going like Rav. Rav also holds that where you have a hole, that it's, you can rely on Grira. The Trehun Pligin Ashitate the Ashen Barnadava. Ashen Barnadava said it doesn't help unless it's Mukav Gvil, and it doesn't help to be Grira if it's inside, because according to him, he views that as being a problem of Chok Tochot. Chok Tochot is where you have a letter has to be written with ink on a background. There's a very profound and extremely sophisticated understanding in the Gemara of the nature of writing, which only became part of modern awareness over the past 40 years, which was the interrelationship between background and foreground. So, and indeed, Escher started experimenting with that idea. His whole painting was to show that interrelationship. And that foreground becomes background, and background becomes foreground. That's the genius of his pictures. So the modern information theory deals with these kind of questions. So where is the information? People take for granted the writing is the thing on top. I mean, why is there anything on top? Maybe the writing is the part that you're not seeing in the back. So where does the information lie exactly? So in the Gemara, there's a very profound, I mean, it's thousands of years ahead of its time, understanding of the nature of the interrelationship between background and foreground. If you create a letter by manipulating the foreground, the background is not considered to be writing. The act of writing has to create the relationship between background and foreground, and not subsequent changes. So let's say that a piece of ink, you're trying to write a samach, the piece of ink falls and makes just a round samach, but it's all ink. Fine. So you wait till it dries, and now you scrape away the inside, and now it's a samach, right? No, not right, because you never wrote a samach. So what you have over here is what's called chok tochot. You hollow out the insides. So his shita clearly was Rav Ashi and Bar Nadava, that you can't be semich on grira on the inside of the vase because that's going to be chok tochot. Just if there was complete ink there, you couldn't make the vase by hollowing out the inside of the vase. So if there's a hole there, you can't make it a kosher vase by just adding a little bit of veal because you're going to scrape it away. Because it's also chok tochot. Bottom line is you never wrote the letter.
Like
the that's his svar, huh?
We had the sugar, remember the hay?
Whereas Chavraya Amri, these that were said by the other Chavarim, that Asad Ashim, Barnadova, Kreb Yochan, and they pointed out that this really is based on a Brisa. The Brisa says like this, the correct years is, Irev et Otiot. Suppose that letters touched one another, that's the meaning of the Irev. So Yistadoikot and Iklasher, Yistadoikot and Iposel. So there's a Brisa that says that it's kosher, Brisa says it's apostle. Comes along Ravada by Shimon and explains the two brises, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that of course they're not arguing. Man Yomer Kosher Milamata. If you hold it's kosher, it's talking about that the Otiyot, when they were written fine, after they were completed and you now had a Tsurasa Ois. So now the ink spread and connected them on the bottom, but the Tsurasa Ois is still there. So now if you want to scrape it away because it has a piece of ink connected to another letter, there's no problem with scraping it away because there's no chok tochot. You're just reasserting the tzuras ha'os. This is a different psul. This is the psul that it doesn't have gvil saviv. Gvil saviv, so scrape it away. Now you'll have gvil saviv. That's not a problem with chok tochot. So over there, it's not called chok tochot because you already had the tzuras ha'os before. Mashenkin, the Brisa, Man Yomer Pasul, the Brisa that said that it was Pasul, he's talking about Kishinid Beku, in other words, Milamala, where they were connected originally on top, but never became an Os. In other words, I never had this individual Os. So at that point, if I scrape it away, then I'm going to be over on Chok Tochot. I'm creating an oat out of something which is a mishmash, basically. Right? An olive and a chof together is not an oat. Now I'm turning it into an olive and a chof by scraping. That's chok tochot. Kigon.
It's not right.
Huh?
And that's not right?
Yeah. So now, kigon. For instance, artzenu, tifartenu. Let's say the letters now became, they touched on top. They would be pasul. But if they touched at the end, they would be kosher. Artzecha tzricha, tifartecha tzricha. What we want to know is, suppose you wrote artzecha, tifartecha. Now the oat touched the chof sofit. So now the question is, when the chof, now, the long regal of the chof, touches now the edge of the tzad. So now it's like a small, it's not the full chof, because the chof continues on down to the bottom, right? So is that called Nigmar Ha'ot? Because as you were going down from the top, you're writing the Ot. Now you hit on the bottom after you already wrote the Ot. You hit on the bottom the other Ot. Right? Okay, so now is that a Nun? Or it's not, is that a Chof, I mean? Or is it not long enough to be a Chof, which means if I'll scrape the place where it touched the tzadi on the bottom, I'm now making the chof. To make the chof that way is chok tochot, and therefore would be possible. So that's the question. That there it's a suffix. Do we call it that the chof is nigmar when it's the size of the regular chof, as if it would be bent? So it would be like the same size as the tzadi. So then it's like a small chof, and that's called nigmar ot. So there's no problem of grira. Or do we say not? This, again, Yerushalmi often leaves things hanging. Tricha, fine, tricha, okay. Tricha. So it comes along now, Ashan Bar Nadava. So clearly he was going to Shita Reb Yochanan. That wherever you don't have the Gemar Tzuras Ha'os first, then you don't have a Kashrus of Grira because of Chok Tochos. So same thing would be over here. If it was never Mukav Gvil, it was never a full Os, because it needs to have a tzura of a ice against a background. Fantastic insight. Where's the background? Your brain is putting in a background, but there isn't any background if it reached the end of the gvira, which was the case that he was talking about. Your brain's insertion of a background is an optical illusion. It's not writing, basically. That's what the halacha l'maaseh Sinai of Ksav tells us. It's lavish amazing. Rav Ada bar Shimon, b'shem Rav Yochanan. It's a bunch of people never even thought of such issues. Marish for centuries. Like, who is this spoiled? What's the level of awareness of issues? Like, what is that? That's this crazy, weird thing. What do you mean it needs to be? Why would it need to be a book of real? If you don't have that sophistication, it just sounds like mumbo jumbo. You know, who cares? What is that? Picked it out of a hat. You know, the whole concept of information and what it means. And like, unbelievable. Rav Ada bar Shimon, I should say over here. Rav Ada bar Shimon, b'shem Rav Yochanan, which we're bringing in now only because we brought Rav Ada bar Shimon earlier, is lo yamad adam yispal b'mokam gavoah. You shouldn't daven when you're on a raised platform. Omer Rav Abba b'shem Rav Papa, it says b'ma'amakim, k'rasich Hashem, b'svidashim b'avli also. You're supposed to be in a matzav that's omok, deep down, even though obviously the Pashto meaning is from the depths of my heart, but there's also a meaning. Put yourself. The bima was down, not up. That's why it always says yorad lifnei ha'teva. It's always yorad. He went down, walked down lifnei ha'teva. I think in Prague they had it that way, rather. In the
Baltimore, they do it.
What's that?
In Baltimore, they do it. They have a step down.
Down. So it's yorad lifnei ha'teva. Right? Revada by Shimon b'shem Rav Yochanan says. Lo yamod adam yitpalel v'tzarech l'tchavav. A person has to go to the bathroom. He shouldn't be davening at all. My timer. He called the kras elokech l'Yisrael. Om Rabbi Simon, hitkaven l'krat elokech l'Yisrael. Make yourself ready to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tefillah zambita b'fnei Hashchina. So you have to make yourself ready for the Shchina.
Any type of
halacha l'maaseh, not
community. No, in davening is between
Yeah, of course. The Gabi Psul there is. The Abad there is.
No,
in terms of Hikon, not. You're not supposed to, but whether it's Mahakev or not, it makes enough to me. Omer of Alexandria, there's another passage. Shmor Raglecha, Shashat Telecha, Beit Elohim. Shmor Raglecha, Raglecha is always like La Sechet Raglav. So it means bechol shmor atzma nati pina yotzimi ben raglecha. Make sure that you know the drops that come from between your legs. So that means only to urinate. What you're saying, because it's teeping. But in terms of needing to move your bowels, so over there, if you're able to hold it in, so then it's not considered to be ma'akev the tefillah. Because it's already normal. You don't immediately run to the bathroom right away. Rabbi Yaakov Aravia, b'shem Rav Acha, shmor ragcha shagashet telecha beit Elohim, shmor atzcha kishitei nikra el beit Elohim. This means you better watch out when you're called to God's house, meaning at the moment of death. You should be prepared. Shitei tohar v'naki. So you should always be tohar v'naki in your maisim, when you are called to the house of God, meaning to the Bezal Shamal. Om Rabbi Bon, another drasha, Yihi Mikorcha Baruch. That means Yihi Mikorcha Lekever Baruch. Mikorcha can be read as Kriya. So that when you are called to be buried, you should be in a matzah of being Baruch. Om Rabbi Bracha, Tzezekal Eseis Haladez Ve'eis Lamuz. That's all the trauma I have to be Mechadish in the world. I mean, there's some 2-year-old that doesn't know this. What's he saying? Ashrei Adam sheshas misosik sheshasay dosay. What he's saying is it should be a hekesh. Esa ledes should be the same matzah that you're in at Eslamus. Mashas le dosay noki. The person doesn't have chatoyim at birth. Avshas misosu ye noki. Reb Abba b'shem Reb Yehuda haya asui kechatzi chalita. Getting back now, if you make the upper lines of the mezuzahs now long, and at the bottom of the mezuzah, you design the mezuzah. So you make it like a chalita, chalita's teglach, where you pour dough into boiling oil. So you have like a little tail on the bottom and a good finger on top. Yeah, you know, it looks like, you know, the bottom piece hasn't drips down, and the top, meanwhile it hardens, which keeps the dough above it up, and it, so it looks like a, yeah, it looks like a triangle. So suppose you made it like a chalita. So how about that? And then how about if you wrote the Megillah, and you wrote the Mezuzah in this funny way?
The
you wrote longer, yeah, you wrote long lines, and each line you fit in a little bit smaller. Yeah, I figure the tourists like something unique. Your mezuzah is special. Sheshura ha'elyona, sheyesh lemata himena shtayim, tzorech sheyebar shalosh teves. Every shura, until the shura that has only two teves, is called the shura ha'elyona. Every one of the shurot, up until there, has to have at least shalosh teves. Ha'em tza'iyot, the anything less than that have to have, if they're beneath the upper table, the upper shuras have to have two tevot. A tachtona, the last line, can even have al ha'aretz. So you say, what's the chiddush? Because al ha'aretz is mukaf. It's a makaf, al ha'aretz, that connects al ha'aretz, which you would think that has a din of one teva, kamashon, even that's to al ha'aretz, kimei ha'shamayim, al ha'aretz. Al-Oretz is not one word, it's two words. Rabbi Zira, B'Shem Rav Chista, Haya Asuri Kemin Simpon. How about if it's like the bronchi of the lung that splits in different directions? So that you have in the middle it's like thinner, you can have coming out on the sides. So again, Shura Yonash Yesh Lamata Shtayin Sholesh Teva. So if you have the upper Shurot, they have to have at least three tevot, atachtonat shtayim, the bottom one, as we said, has to have at least two tevot, but I don't know what the din is about the middle. I'm tzayot en yodea. Because, I mean, over there, since the tzura is more like an eight, you know, I'm not sure. It wasn't makabel what the din is, how long they have to be. Rabbi Yirmiya amarla, Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Chista, Rabbi Yirmiya says that Amemar said that Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Chista, or Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosef, both, Trey and Amrim, Rabbi Zira B'Shem Ashem Bar Nadava said it, and not B'Shem Rav Chista, but anyway, whatever it was. Chavraya Amru, it was actually Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav Chanano, if we get ever to the Limud, but meanwhile we're still wondering about who said what the Limud was. What was that Limud, by the way? Im Haita Hadyo Yotzeit Mibein HaNikavim Posel. Let's say there's a little hole in the klap, and the dio is not overt alav, but it goes through it, so then it would be possible. But if it's yotze from the other side, in other words, if you could see that through the other side the ink is seeped out, then it's possible. It has to be so tiny, the hole, that the ink is too thick to penetrate the hole bichlal, and goes only over it. Then it would be kosher. Ketzad huoseh, so how exactly do you do it, practically speaking? Lochacha b'lashona v'yomedet, what you should do is you should lick it first, okay?
The cloth,
right. Where the hole is. And before you get there, before you got to ruin your whole Megillah for. So see, exactly, so see if it penetrates, and then you better skip over the oats, okay? Then it'll be between the two of us, yes? Make sure that the other is still there, and you can still use it. So, you know, possible. If you're right on it, well, it's what we said before, that it can't be no gear in any of the ICs. So as long as the ICs are not no gear, you don't have a problem of mukav gvil. Because it's mukav gvil, the hole doesn't bother us.
Holding the clock is not a problem, just
if the Torah v'hishmit et. How about if he wrote a Sefer Torah, and you left out the Shem Hashem that was supposed to be in the middle of a line. And what do you do there? So itano itani toles Hashem. Some hold. We said earlier you could be tailor. So some hold, even the Shem Hashem can be tailor. You could put a word above the line, between the lines. And that's called proper ketiva. Itano itani mochekat achol. Where others say no. The thing to do is to erase a whole word that follows. Put in the shame, Now there's no room for the whole word.
Yeah,
be tailor the whole word. But don't be tailor the shame. So if the kosher is a shame in the place where you're erased, the toler the whole. The whole should be between the lines. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Hanano, B'Shem Rahab, Halacha, Kamishu Omer Mochek et HaKol, V'Kotev et HaShem, V'Toler et HaKol. That's how we pass it. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Hanano, B'Shem Rahab, say, V'im HaYah K'gon, Ani HaShem Elokeichem, Mutar. So if, let's say, he leaves out a whole piece like Ani HaShem Elokeichem, then it's okay to write the whole piece between the Shurot Lama. V'Pnei Shehim Shalosh Teviot, why are you saying that it's okay? Is it because since you have three words together, so that itself is like a line, so we don't see that as the pagam of sitting there between the line, a pagam and the shame? Or is it because it's considered to be a continuation that you're said that you're allowed to be Taylor? The Ani, Ani is not Kodesh, even though it's a reference to Ani Hashem, but it's still not Kodesh. So then it's shayach to the ani. There's ani Hashem Elokeichem. So I'm writing basically a secular one, reading ani. What's your svara? What's the difference? Nothing we've named. The difference is, how about if you're writing something in Tehillim? So you're writing a Tehillim, and you write Kel Elokim Hashem. Okay, there you have three shemes. If the svara is for three shemes are considered to be a line, so you could write Kel Elokim Hashem. But if it's because of the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, over here all three are shemes. How can you write any of them between the line? There's a practical nafkamina. In Tamar, but name Shem Shalish Tevas. Okay, so then Aryan Shalish Tevas. If the whole story is that you got three words. But in Tamar, but name Shem Bochol, Aryan Bochol. If as far as the ani, where's the kol in the middle of these three letters? So then you'd have to do the shtick of erasing other pieces of the line, fitting in the chambers, and putting other things outside of the line. Question: how about la Hashem, or how about ba Hashem? In other words, if the svar is ani Hashem is kol, so is the la Hashem kol, the lamed? La Shem Tigmaluzot, right? So it's the Lamed itself, like the Ani. It's as if it wrote El Hashem. So if I could write the El, then I should be able to write the Hashem. Tzricha, that's a good question. Very good question. Rabbi Yashaya, Breder of Chanana, Lamar, Tzarich Lichtov Hey Lamata Me'arkuvatov Shalamed. Speaking about that funny word, Ha La Hashem. You just raise it, amen. Hala Hashem Tigmuzot. Am Nava Valo Chacham. So everybody's confused exactly. Ha La Hashem. Exactly. So the hey over there is meant to be written, the hey of Ha La Hashem. It's one of the Otiot Gedolot that we remember Kabbalah, that we have to write it as a, right? You remember that? It's a larger Ot. We have a list of larger oaths, but Kabbalah, that have to be written. So it's written separately from the Lamed. So it's read as if Ha, meaning Ha'im La Hashem Tigmuluzot. So then what you have to do is the Hey, the which is Godol, is beneath the Arkuva of the Lamed. And that's it should be noticeable that it's separate from the Lamed. Mezuzah itznai ptucha, itznai tani stuma. Now in the mezuzah there's a Tana who says that the space between Shema and Vahaya im Shamoa is supposed to be ptucha, even though in the Sefer Torah the Shema is stuma. But since over here you're putting together the parshiyos, right? So in a mezuzah, so there's a Tana that says you should make it a psucha, even though there it's a stuma, because the point of the mezuzah is to see each piece separately. Whereas there's also a Tana in Istanai, there's a Tana that says no, you make it the way you make it in the Sefer Torah, that it's stuma. Now Shmuel Bar Shiva's Rishmei Rav said, Halacha k'misha omer petucha. No, The halacha is it's not like the Sefer Torah. Why? Mipnei she'ein zeh mekuma. The parsha Shema, which is in the Torah of Setuma, this is not its place. In the Sefer Torah, the reason that it's Setuma is because it has shaykes to what's coming afterwards. But over here, where the parsha of the Hayayim Shemoah is not next to, in the Sefer Torah, the parsha of Shema, it's just that we put them together. No. So then, why should it have the same graphic structures that has in Sefer Torah, which is a completely different meaning? Over here, it's meant to be separated. In order to separate it, you need a ptucha, not a stuma. Therefore, we pass it. It has to be. In fact, I mean, one is an eschan and one is an ekev. I mean, what's the point of having them together if they belong together? Ptucha mirosha stuma. So when we say a ptucha, what do we mean that it's ptucha exactly? So in other words, it means, let's say, if you didn't start now right at the beginning of the line, start at the beginning of the line, okay, so then I understand. But if you don't start at the beginning of the line, and you start in the middle of the line, that's considered to be stuma, so if it's mirosha. Ptucha misofa is called a ptucha. You started writing at the beginning of a line, and you leave the end of the line, and then you start writing on the next line. So now you have a space between the end of the previous line, the beginning of the next line. You do not have to have an extra empty line between them. As long as it's on separate lines, it's also considered to be ptucha. Ptucha mikan umikan. How about if you finish, let's say, Shema in the middle of the Shura, you leave a little bit open now to the end of the Shura. In the middle now of the second Shura, you start writing V'hayakim Shamoa in the middle of the Shura. Surprisingly, that's called Setuma. Because it looks as if the end of Shema is right above the beginning of the V'hayakim Shamoa. So even though they're on different lines, it's not enough of a graphic break. Because one ended in the middle of the line above, and one starts in the middle of the line below. And that's too close together. So even though technically you would think, that's crazy, if I would start at the beginning of the line, it's ptucha, now it's stuma, and you know, because if you start at the beginning of the line, then it's very evident that there's a break before, and now we're starting a new line. How about if you made a mistake, left out an entire pasuk, now you're going to have to erase what you had written instead of that pasuk. Oh, he's leaving. He's right to leave. It's only 25 minutes. All right, to be continued. Okay, we're holding a Yudalev Amud Aleph here in the Yerushalmi Megillah. So the last thing we learned was that if the middle of the base has been hollowed out, Megvil is missing, then you don't say the Svara of being able to scrape away a little bit of it to make the Gvil. It's either there is Gvil or there's not. Simhaya Gvil Makifomi Kotzat Kosher, and if not, Imlath Pasul. And that's considered to be a fisorin now in the old Surat Sa'os. There's no way to use Grira as the solution. So here it doesn't help to be Ger. Omer Rabbi Zira, this is the new Gemara. Omer Rabbi Zira, Asid Rabbi Chista, the idea of Rabbi Chista, that it does help to be Gerer and to make an Os Mukaf Gvil, is going like Rav. Rav also holds that where you have a hole, that it's, you can rely on Grira. The Trehun Pligin Ashitate, the Ashen Bar Nadava. The Ashen Bar Nadava said it doesn't help, unless it's Mukaf Gvilan, it doesn't help to be Grira, if it's inside. Because according to him, he views that as being a problem of Chok Tochot. Chok Tochot is where you have a letter has to be written with ink on a background. There's a very profound and extremely sophisticated understanding in the Gemara of the nature of writing, which only became part of modern awareness over the past 40 years, which was the interrelationship between background and foreground. So, and indeed, Escher started experimenting with that idea. His whole painting was to show that interrelationship. And that foreground becomes background, and background becomes foreground. That's the genius of his pictures. So the modern information theory deals with these kind of questions. Where is the information? People take for granted the writing is the thing on top. I mean, why is there anything on top? Maybe the writing is the parts that you're not seeing in the back. So where does the information lie exactly? So in the Gemara, there's a very profound, I mean, it's thousands of years ahead of its time, understanding of the nature of the interrelationship between background and foreground. If you create a letter by manipulating the foreground, the background is not considered to be writing. The act of writing has to create the relationship between background and foreground, and not subsequent changes. So let's say that a piece of ink, you're trying to write a sound. If the piece of ink falls and makes just a round samach, but it's all ink. Fine. So you wait till it dries, and now you scrape away the inside, and now it's a samach, right? No, not right, because you never wrote a samach. So what you have over here is what's called chok tochod. You hollow out the insides. So his shita clearly was, Rav Ashi and Bar Nadava, that you can't be samach on grira on the inside of the vase, because that's going to be chok tochod. Just if there was complete ink there, you couldn't make the vase by hollowing out the inside of the vase. So if there's a hole there, you can't make it a kosher vase by just adding a little bit of veal, because you're going to scrape it away. Because it's also chok tochot. Bottom line is, you never wrote the letter.
Like
the sukkah, that's his svara, huh?
We had the sukkah, remember the hay? All of that.
That's what, yeah.
Whereas
Chavraya Amri, these that were said by the other Chavarim, that Asa, the Ashim, Bar Nadava, Krib Yochan, and they pointed out that this really is based on a brisa. The brisa says like this, the correct verse is, Ireh the Taot Yot. Suppose that letters touched one another, that's the meaning of the Ireh. So, Istanoika Tani Kosher, Istanoitani Posel. So, there's a brisa that says that it's kosher, a brisa says it's posel. Comes along Ravada by Shimon and explains the two brises, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that of course they're not arguing. Man Yomer Kosher Milamata. If you hold it, it's kosher, it's talking about that the Otiyot, when they were written fine, after they were completed, and you now had a Tzuras Ha'ois. So now the ink spread and connected them on the bottom, but the Tzuras Ha'ois is still there. So now if you want to scrape it away, because it has a piece of ink connected to another letter, there's no problem with scraping it away, because there's no chok tochot. You're just reasserting the tzuras ha'os. This is a different psul. This is the psul that it doesn't have gvil saviv. Gvil saviv, so scrape it away. Now you'll have gvil saviv. That's not a problem with chok tochot. So over there, it's not called chok tochot, because you already had the tzuras ha'os before. Mashenkin, the Brisa, Man Yomer Pasul, the Brisa that said that it was Pasul, he's talking about Kishin Nidbeku, in other words, Milamala, where they were connected originally on top, but it never became an Os. In other words, I never had this individual Os. So at that point, if I scrape it away, then I'm going to be over on Chok Tochot. I'm creating an Oat out of something which is just a mishmash, basically. Right? An olive and a chof together is not an Oat. Now I'm turning it into an olive and a chof by scraping. That's chok tochot. Kigon.
It's not right.
Huh?
And
that's not right?
Then I would pass it.
Yeah. So now, kigon. For instance, artsenu, tifartenu. Let's say the letters now became, they touched on top. They would be pasul. But if they touched at the end, they would be kosher. Artsecha tzricha, tifartecha tzricha. What we want to know is, suppose you wrote artsecha, tifartecha. Now the oat touched the chof sofit. So now the question is, when the chof, now, the long regal of the chof, touches now the edge of the tzad. So now it's like a small, it's not the full chof, because the chof continues on down to the bottom, right? So is that called Nigmar Ha'ot? Because as you were going down from the top, you're writing the Oat. Now you hit on the bottom after you already wrote the Oat. You hit on the bottom the other Oat. Right? Okay, so now is that a Nun? Or it's not, is that a Chof, I mean? Or is it not long enough to be a cough? Which means if I'll scrape the place where it touched the tzadi on the bottom, I'm now making the chof. To make the chof that way is chof tochot, and therefore would be possible. So that's the question. But there it's a suffix. Do we call it that the chof is nigmar when it's the size of the regular chof, as if it would be bent? So it would be like the same size of the tzadi. So then it's like a small chof, and that's called nigmar ot. So there's no problem of grira. Or do we say not? This, again, Yerushalmi often leaves things hanging. Tricha, fine, tricha, okay. Tricha. So it comes along now, Ashan bar Nedava. So clearly he was going to Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. That wherever you don't have the Gemar Tzuras Ois first, then you don't have a kashrus of Gerira because of Chok Tochos. So same thing would be over here. If it was never Mukaf Gvil, it was never a full Ois because it needs to have a tzura of ice against a background. Fantastic insight. Where's the background? Your brain is putting in a background, but there isn't any background if it reached the end of the gvil, which was the case that he was talking about. Your brain's insertion of a background is an optical illusion. It's not right, basically. That's what the Halacha L'Meishu Mishinai of Ksav tells us. That's marvelous, amazing. Rav Ada bar Shimon, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. People never even thought of such issues. Marish for centuries. Like, who is this spoil? What's the level of awareness of issues? Like, what is that? What's this crazy, weird thing? What do you mean it needs to be on? Why would it need to be real? If you don't have that sophistication, it just sounds like mumbo jumbo. You know, who cares? What is that? Picked it out of a hat. You know. The whole concept of information and what it means in the real life. Unbelievable. Rav Ada bar Shimon, I should say over here. Rav Ada bar Shimon b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, which we're bringing in now only because we brought Rav Ada bar Shimon earlier, is lo yamod adam yispal b'mokam gavoah. You shouldn't daven when you're on a raised platform. Omer Rav Abba b'shem Rav Papa, it says b'ma'amakim, krasi chashem, b'svidashim l'bavli also. You're supposed to be in a matzav that's omok, deep down, even though obviously the portion of meaning is from the depths of my heart, but there's also a meaning. Put yourself. The bima was down, not up. That's why it always says yorad lifnei ha-teva. It's always yorad. He went down, walked down lifnei ha-teva. I think in Prague they had it that way, brother. In the
Baltimore, they do it.
What's that?
In Baltimore, they have a step.
Down. So it's your lifting out table. Ravada by Shimon Bashem Rav Yochanan, it says, Lo yamod adam yitpalel v'tzarek l'tkavav. A person has to go to the bathroom, he shouldn't be davening at all. My timer. He called the cross of Elokecha Yisrael. Om Rabbi Simon, yitkavein l'krat Elokecha Yisrael. Make yourself ready to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tefillah zamida b'fnei Hashchina. So you have to make yourself ready for the Shema.
Any type of
halacha lemaisa in that community.
No, in davening is between katan and rebbeim.
Yeah, of course. The guy to psul there is. The yavat there is. No, in terms of hikon, not you're not supposed to, but whether it's mahakim or not, it makes enough community. Omer of Alexandria. There's another passage. Shmor raglecha, she'asher telecha beit elohim. There's a shmor raglecha. Raglecha is always like la'asechet raglav. So it means bechol. Shmor atzma natipina yotzimi ben raglecha. Make sure that you know the drops that come from between your legs. Avedatanat bedakin, avu begasim im yachol lisbo. So that means only to urinate. You know what you're saying? Because it's tipping. But in terms of needing to move your bowels. So over there, if you're able to hold it in, so then it's not considered to be ma'akev the tefillah. Because it's already normal. You don't immediately run to the bathroom right away. Rabbi Yaakov Aravia, b'shem Rabbi Acha, shemor ragecha sh'asher telecha beit Elohim, shemor atzmecha, k'shetei nikra el beit Elohim. This means you better watch out when you're called to God's house, meaning at the moment of death. You should be prepared. Tahor v'naki. So you should always be tahor v'naki in your maisim when you are called to the house of God, meaning to the Bez Neshamah. Om Rabbi Bon, another drasha. Yimikorcha baruch. That means yin korachah lekever baruch mikorachah. It can be read as kriya. So that when people, when you are called to be buried, you should be in a matzav of being baruch. Omer abracha says a kala says that is for es lamus. That's all the trauma I have to be mechadish in the world. I mean, there's some 2 year old that doesn't know this. Es lamus, es lamus. What's he's saying? Ashrei adam sheshas misosik sheshasik dosik. What he's saying is it should be a hekesh. Es lamus should be the same matzav that you're in at es lamus. Mashas ledosik noki. The person doesn't have chatoim at birth. Avshas mitoso yei noki. Reb Abba b'shem Reb Yehuda, haya asui kechatsi chalita. Getting back now, if you make the upper lines of the mezuzahs now long, and at the bottom of the mezuzah, you design the mezuzah. So basically you make it like a chalita. Chalita is teglach, where you pour dough into boiling oil. So you have like a little tail on the bottom and a good finger on top. Yeah, you know, it looks like, you know, the bottom piece hasn't drips down, and the top, meanwhile it hardens, which keeps the dough above it up. And so it looks like a triangle. So suppose you made it like a chalita. So how about that? And then how about if you wrote the Megillah, you wrote a mezuzah in this funny way?
The script.
You wrote longer, yeah. You wrote long lines, and each line you fit in a little bit smaller. You know, I figure the tourists like something unique. Your mezuzah is special. Sheshura ha'elyona, sheyesh lemata himena shtayim, tzorach sheyebar shalosh teves. Every shura, until the shura that has only two teves, is called the shura ha'elyona. Every one of the shurot up until there has to have at least shalosh teves. Ha'emtza'iyot, anything less than that have to have, if they're beneath the upper shuras, have to have two tevot. Ha'tachtona, the last line, can even have al ha'aretz. So what's the chiddush? Because al ha'aretz is mukaf. There's a makaf, al ha'aretz, that connects al ha'aretz, which you would think that has a din of one teva, kamashman, even that's to Allah Oretz, Kimei HaShemayim, Allah Oretz. Allah Oretz is one, it's not one word, it's two words. Rebbe Zira, B'shem Reb Chista, Haya Asuri, Kimin Simpon. How about if it's like the bronchi of the lung that splits in different directions? So that you have in the middle it's like thinner, you can have coming out on the sides. So again, shura yonash yesh lamata shtayim sholosh tevos. In other words, if you have the upper shurot, they have to have at least three tevot. Hatachtonat shtayim, the bottom one, as we said, has to have at least two tevot. But I don't know what the din is about the middle. I'm tzayot eni yodea. Because, I mean, over there, since the tzura is more like an eighth, you know, I'm not sure. It wasn't makabel what the din is, how long they have to be. Reb Yirmiyah amarla, Rabbi Zira b'shem Reb Chista, Rabbi Yirmiyah says that Amemar said that Rabbi Zira b'shem Reb Chista, or Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosef, both, Trey and Amrin, Rabbi Zira b'shem Ashem Bar Nadava said it, and not b'shem Reb Chista, but anyway, whatever it was. Chavraya Amru, it was actually Rabbi Zira b'shem Reb Chanano, if we get ever to the Limud, but meanwhile we're still wondering about who said what the limud was. What was that limud, by the way? Im haita hadyo yotzeit mibein hanikavim poso. Let's say there's a little hole in the klap, and the dyo is not overet alav, but it goes through it, so then it would be poso. But if it's yotzeit from the other side, in other words, you could see that through the other side the ink is seeped out, then it's possible. It has to be so tiny, the hole, that the ink is too thick to penetrate the hole bichlal and goes only over it. Then it would be kosher. Ketzad hu oseh, so how exactly do you do it, practically speaking? Lo chacha b'lashona v'yomedet. What you should do is you should lick it first, okay?
Cloth.
The cloth. Where the hole is, And before you get there, before you got to ruin your whole Megillah form. So C, exactly. So C, if it penetrates, and then you better skip over the O's. Okay? Then it'll be between the two O's. Yes, make sure that the O's is at the end. You can still use it. It's not possible. If you're right on it, well, it's what we said before, that it can't be no gap in any of the O's. So as long as the O's are not no gap, you don't have a problem of mukav gvil. Because it's mukav gvil, the hole doesn't bother us.
Holding the
clock
is not a problem, just
if the right. Torah v'hishmit et Hashem. How about if you wrote a sefer Torah, and you left out the Shem Hashem that was supposed to be in the middle of a line? What do you do there? So itano itani toles Hashem. Some hold. We said earlier you could be Torah. So some hold even the Shem Hashem can be Torah. You could put a word above the line, between the lines. And that's called proper ketiva. Eat tonightani mocheket achol, where others say no. The thing to do is to erase a whole word that follows, put in the shame. Now there's no room for the whole word.
Yeah,
be tailor the whole word, but don't be tailor the shame. So if it kosev as a shame in the place where you had erased, the toleret achol, the whole should be between the lines. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Chanan, the shame Rahab. Halacha kamishu amem mocheket achol v'kotev et Hashem v'tolah et achol. That's how we pass. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Chanana b'shem Rav say v'im haya kagon ani Hashem elokeichem mutar. So if, let's say, he leaves out a whole piece like ani Hashem elokeichem, then it's okay to write the whole piece between the shurot lama v'pnei shehim shalosh teviot or v'pnei shehish b'chol. Why are you saying that it's okay? Is it because since you have three words together, so that itself is like a line, so we don't see that as the pagam of sitting there between the line, a pagam and the shame? Or is it because it's considered to be a continuation that you're said that you're allowed to be Taylor? The Ani, Ani is not Kodesh, even though it's a reference to Ani Hashem, but it's still not Kodesh. So then it's shayach to the Ani. There's Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So I'm writing basically a secular Ramri Ani. What's your svara? What's the difference? Nothing we've named. The difference is, how about if you're writing something in Tehillim? So you're writing a Tehillim, and you write Kel Elokim Hashem. Okay, there you have three shemes. If the svara is because three shemes are considered to be a line, so you could write Kel Elokim Hashem. But if it's because of the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, over here all three are shemes. How can you write any of them between the line? There's a practical nafkamina. In Tamar b'pneim shen shalish teves. Okay, v'narein shalish teves. If the whole svar is that you got three words. But in Tamar b'pneim shen b'chol, arein b'chol. If the svar is the Ani, where's the chol in the middle of these three letters? So then you'd have to do the shtick of erasing other pieces of the line, fitting in the shemes, and putting other things outside of the line. Question, how about La Hashem? Or how about Ba Hashem? In other words, if the svar is Ani Hashem is Chol, so is the La Hashem Chol, the Lamed? La Hashem Tigmaluzot? Right? So is the Lamed itself like the Ani? It's as if it wrote El Hashem. So if I could write the El, then I should be able to write the Hashem. Tzricha, that's good question. Very good question. Rabbi Yashaya, Breder of Chanan, Lama, Tzarich Lichtov Hei, Lamata Me'arkuvatov Shalamin. Speaking about that funny word, Ha La Hashem. You just raised it, didn't it? Ha La Hashem Tigmozot, Am Navav Alo Chacham. So everybody's confused exactly. Ha La Hashem. Exactly. So the hey over there is meant to be written the hey of ha la Hashem. It's one of the otiot gedolot that we remember kava, that we have to write it as a, right, you remember that? It's a larger oat. Something we have a list of larger oats but kabbalah that have to be written. So it's written separately from the lamed. So it's read as if ha, meaning ha'im, La Hashem Tigmulazot. So then what you have to do is the hay, the which is Godol, is beneath the Arkuva of the Lamed. And that's it should be noticeable that it's separate from the Lamed. Mezuzah itnai ptucha, itnai tani stuma. Now in the mezuzah there's a Tana who says that the space between Shema and Vahaya im Shamoa is supposed to be petucha, even though in the Sefer Torah the Shema is stuma. But since over here you're putting together the parshiyos, right? So you're in a mezuzah, so there's a Tana that says you should make it a psucha, even though there it's a stuma, because the point of the mezuzah is to see each piece separately. Whereas there's also a Tana, in Eastonai, there's a Tana that says, no, you make it the way you make it in the Sefer Torah, that it's stuma. Now Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav said, Halacha kamisha omer petucha. No. Now halacha is it's not like the Sefer Torah. Why? Mipnei she'ein zeh mekoma. The Parsha Shema, which is in the Torah Setuma, this is not its place. In the Sefer Torah, the reason that it's stuma is because it has shaykes to what's coming afterwards. But over here, where the Parsha of Vahayim Shamoa is not next to, in the Sefer Torah, the Parsha of Shema, it's just that we put them together. No. So then, why should it have the same graphic structures that it has in the Sefer Torah, which is a completely different meaning? Over here, it's meant to be separated. In order to separate it, you need a ptucha, not a stuma. Therefore, we pass it. It has to be, in fact, I mean, one is an eschan and one is an ekev. I mean, what's the point of having them together as if they belong together? Ptucha mirosha stuma. So when we say a ptucha, what do we mean that it's ptucha exactly? So in other words, it means, let's say, if you didn't start now right at the beginning of the line, start at the beginning of the line, okay, so then I understand. But if you don't start at the beginning of the line, and you start in the middle of the line, that's considered to be stuma, if it's mirosh. Ptucha misofa is called a ptucha. If you started writing at the beginning of a line, and you leave the end of the line, and then you start writing on the next line, so now you have a space between the end of the previous line, the beginning of the next line, you do not have to have an extra empty line between them. As long as it's on separate lines, it's also considered to be ptucha. Ptucha mikan umikan. How about if you finish, let's say, Shema in the middle of the Shura, you leave a little bit open now till the end of the Shura. In the middle now of the second Shura, you start writing V'haya im Shamoa in the middle of the Shura. Surprisingly, that's called Setuma. Because it looks as if the end of Shema is right above the beginning of the Vayayim Shamoa. So even though they're on different lines, it's not enough of a graphic break. Because one ended in the middle of the line above, and one starts in the middle of the line below. And that's too close together. So even though technically you would think, that's crazy, but when it started at the beginning of the line, it's Ptucha, now it's Setuma. Because you start at the beginning of the line, then it's very evident that there's a break before, and now we're starting a new line. How about if you made a mistake, left out an entire pasuk, now you're going to have to erase what you had written instead of that pasuk. Oh, he's leaving. He's right to leave. It's only 25 minutes. All right. To be continued. All right. I think we'll go on with some of these letters later. Tezayin Amar Aleph. Now we're moving. Here we go, my God. Ptucha, mikanu mikan, and it's stuma. It's like they say, his mind is so open. From his time is nothing. Okay, so we got up to Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Ta'avi Yishmit Pasuk Echad. So now, suppose you have to erase an entire pasuk that you wrote in order to fit in the pasuk that you didn't write. So in Yeshbushtaim Shaloshitim Mitakme Vikorebo, if you need to go back and to erase two or three lines, then you do so. But, and then you can use it, it's fine. Arba, but if it's more than that, you don't erase, and because then it's already not pretty, because an erasure is noticeable. And even if you did erase it, then you shouldn't use it for Kriya, because it isn't right. Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rabbi Chananel says, Af bekera came. The same thing is true if there's a tear through the cloth of the Sefer Torah that doesn't interrupt any line, any letters, but it does go through between letters. If it goes through three lines, then you can sew it up. But if it goes through more than three lines, you should be going at it. You shouldn't sew it up. It's not nice. Tony, in the Braisa, it says, and this we had him in the office, Sefer Sheish Boshtayim V'Sholosh To'uyot V'Chol Daf V'Daf V'Takra V'Korebo. If you have two or three mistakes on every single Yiriyah, you can be metakenet and read it as a Sefer Torah. Once it has four mistakes that you have to erase, then it looks disgusting. It looks minumal again, one of the problems that we had. And it needs Geniza. Sefer looks minumal, needs Geniza.
Geniza means just
Doesn't it say in the Braisa, if you have the number of letters in the Parsha Vayivin Soharon that are wrong, that need to be fixed, but more than that, even if you don't have four to'uyot on every daf, it's too many to'uyot. On Rav Shimi answers, it depends. Kan b'sefer gadol, when we said that it's possible dafka if there's four to'uyot in every single one, less than that you could be metakein, that's talking about the whole Sefer Torah. But kan b'sefer katon, it says if you have 85 letters, it needs geniza, that's talking about in one sefer. In one sefer, then it's already too concentrated the to'uyot. Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rabbi Chananel said, if you find amongst all of the various yiriyot, you have one that doesn't have these to'uyot, even in the other of them they do, then it saves the whole sefer, and you can fix the rest of the sefer. Mao shalem, when it says daf shalem, is that shalem means she'en bo shalosh to'uyot? It's matzil because it doesn't have any to'uyot, what you're saying? Or that it has less than four to'uyot. Or shalem she'en bo arba to'uyot. That was the question. Maybe it just means that doesn't have the same concern of the others, or is it because it's wild, it's beautiful, perfect? So therefore it's matzil the others. Chigra, who was Mr. Lane Man.
You don't answer that.
Never answer. Chigra, who was the brother of Rav Abba Barbina. So he gave a Sefer Torah, Yoav HaRaisa, Rav Chananel, and Rav Chananel read it. Korob, Tzahada HaRaischa, Tzricha Tzera. And he said, your Sefer Torah needs to have at least one decent Gilayon, because it's pretty bad what I saw. Is there one Gilayon that's good or not? Because if not, we're going to have to put the Sefer away. I didn't tell you to ask me to read. You asked me to read, you know these guys. It drives Schultz crazy. Call up the guy right away. He's fighting Toyos. That's exactly what happened. It was Rav Chananel was not an easygoing kind of guy with this form. So they went through the whole Sefer. They found Matzah Badaf Echad Shalem V'Yitzilat Kula. Ma Shalem, meaning what? She'en bo to'uyot or Shalem she'en bo arba to'uyot. I mean, you can't bring anything because you don't know. Yeah, you're right, and we still don't know. That's the way we leave it. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Chananel b'shem Rav say that there's halacha l'meshe mi-Sinai in Sefer Torah. Tifura, the din that you need to connect the various yiriyot, is halacha l'meshe mi-Sinai. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak says kishrei tefillin is also halacha l'meshe mi-Sinai. You have to make the special kesher. It looks like a yud, it looks like a dalet and a rosh. And Rabbi Yirmiyah, if sakat ritzuat the tefillin, his ritzuat tour, and he came and he asked Rabbi Bar Mamal, is he allowed to tie his ritzuah to itself with a knot? So now I'll have a long ritzuah. Or does he have to replace the old ritzuah? Omarlei ukshar tem yudorish means even the kesher has to be tama, kishar tam. We darshan ukhtav tam, ktiva tama. Even kshira needs to be tama. You have to have a ritzua that's whole. You can't have a kesher that keeps it whole. The only kesher is the kesher that keeps it on the tefillin itself. Rabbi Zeira, afsik gruda the tefillin, what do you call it? Tefer. How do you say tefer?
Stitches?
Yeah, one of the stitches of the, in the titura that you know that keep the square on the bottom that it has to be sewn together. So one of these stitches tore. So Shaul Rav Chuna and Rav Katina, can you use it? Rishonim like they said if it's only in one place, then it's okay. If and then another tefer tour, v'shorinle, again, they said that it's okay, but this time, it wasn't the Kabbalah that they had. The lo min ulpan, it wasn't something that had been an ulpana, it wasn't something that had been a limud. They had a Kabbalah, now, that if it was nifsek pamachas, so then, okay, but if it's nifsek a lot of times, then it could be a chazoka that the tefillah is not good. So had it been pam shlishis, definitely it's possible. Two times they were batur. Mitzad asvor, that's not yet a chazoka. Rav Abba, we always drop the olive like they do in modern Hebrew too. We drop olives left and right. Rishon always drops olives. So Rav Abba, Rav Chia bar Abba, Rav Chia, b'shem Rav Yochanan. Says halakha ze shehu tofer tzorach shein mishayer milamalon ulamatan kateh shelo yikareya. When you tie together the halakha, you tie together the urea, it's a sefer Torah, you have to leave an area on the top and the bottom that is not tied. So if you now pull the two sides of sefer Torah apart, what happens is you'll notice is that the urea starts pulling apart on top but doesn't tear the tirites. And therefore, it's a safety measure that it shouldn't tear when you do galila b'kayach. Umochila mocha. This is a saying in the Yerushalmi that when you have a question on somebody's thing, that's a strong question. It's like you bopped him in his brain. So mochula mocha. It's really cute. So he bopped him on his brain with the following. Imahalocha. Well, I understand. You bring me a logistical cheshbon.
Literally
a
brain twister right there.
Yeah. Right, that's good. So, im halakha, lama lo yikareya. Im lo yikareya, lama halakha instead. You started saying halakha about tvira. And now you start giving me the logic that it shouldn't tear. If it's logic, then it's not halakha. And if it's halakha, then you don't need logic. So, what, I don't know what you're doing. What you're saying is not making any sense at all. This whole idea. And make up your mind. Is it halacha or is it logic? Halacha l'moshe mitzinai is a brisa that comes from the Sefer Sofrim, listing halacha l'moshe mitzinai. First of all, shuktuvi ba'orot. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos have to be written on an or behema or an or of a chaya that is tahar. They have to be kotvim bidyo. You can't use other colorations. It has to be what we call ink, which is the whole Gemara discusses, what defines ink. And misargalim, you have to rule it. Bekane, which we call sirtut, is the ruling. And korchim b'seyar, after taking the tefillin and wrapping them, you have to now tie them up with hair. V'tolim b'matlit, you have to put a little piece, a little pocket that you make out of cloth that you wrap around each one of the... Yisrael alokal amash misinai. And if they don't do this, then it's possible that everything is written fine. V'dovkin b'devek, if you write it on separate pieces, your tefillin shel yad, you can connect it even with gulu. It doesn't have to be one piece. V'tofrim b'gidin, the bottom of your tefillin have to be sewed up with sinew. V'kishu tofer ye tofer ketefra hazeh. And when we do the tefira and the tefillin, you have to also do it that way, with gidim, the batim, and everything that you're tofer from the tefillin, and the whatever you're doing to your arm has to be the same way. That's the beginning. V'tzorchi mishayu ben shita l'shita k'mo shita. You also have to leave a space between each line, the size of a line. I mean, so it's double space, basically. And you have to leave ben teva l'teva between one letter and the next. There has to be enough room k'mo ot. You have to have a place at least a small letter can be written. And ben ot la'ot, between each letter, you have to leave at least a hair's breadth. Kol shehu, that it shouldn't be touching one the other. Ben, and ben daf la'daf, you have to have melo godal. There has to be a difference of a thumb's breadth, and a godal, between one daf and the next daf. Not including the makom ha'tefer, is the halacha. There's a part that's absorbed by the tefillah, doesn't count. Actual blank space, when you look at it in front of you, you can't say, yeah, but there's another 3 meters behind it, but that doesn't count. And asa sofa daf shaver l'tchilato, then it's possible. What that means, the Gemara is going to explain. But if you make the bottom of the first gilayon, even with the first line of the next gilayon, then it's possible. And Sorakritin, Revak Besefer Milamala, Shteyatzbo to the Matan Shalosh. You also have to leave a clear area on the cloth from, which is the size of 2 etzbaot, and underneath it, the size of 3 etzbaot, that is a margin. You can't go right up to the edge. Rebbe Omer, Bittorah, Milamala Shalosh, Milamatan Tefa. You're talking about a Sefer Torah, it's more than that. You need 3 etzbaot above and 4 etzbaot, which is the size of a tefa, on the bottom of the Sefer is the noif of the Sefer. V'tzorach she'em mishayer ben Sefer Sefer k'mo arba shiti. Between each one of the 5 books of the Torah, there need to be 4 blank lines. And this is true whether you're talking about Sefer between the Chamish from Jitar, whether you're talking about between the Sefer and the Neviim and Ksuvim, 4 lines. Except for the Navi Shal Shnei Masar, in Treyasar, because we were Kovela, all being together at all times, so over there, it's enough if you leave only 3 lines. Sholech. With Zarche Gomer Bem Tzadav, Umatchil Bem Tzaito. You have to end each Chumash in the middle of a page. You can't finish the Chumash at the end of that page. Because then what happens is people come to slice them apart to use as chumashim. You're not allowed to change the Sefer Torah, Kedusha Sefer Torah, into Kedusha's chumashim. U'benavi gomer besofo u'matchil barosho. When you're talking about a Navi, you're allowed to there to cut one Sefer from the other, and therefore there is no problem with ending a Navi at one page, starting at the beginning of the next page, even though that's very tempting to sell it as a separate Navi. Nothing wrong with it. You're allowed to do that. Ubenavi shal shnei masar, but when it comes to the treyasar, you can't do that because treyasar is considered to all be one sefer. As we said before, we don't break up the svarim. It was the whole problem to be matir for tinokas, to teach them to read. Ein osim yiriya puta mishlosha dapim. When you make a yiriya and a sefer Torah from a piece of cloth, you can't take a tiny piece of cloth which is enough for only one page, let's say. A minimum of 3 pages of your writing have to fit on that cloth, but also it can't be too long. V'lo yoter al shmona. Hada datamet b'tchila. This is only talking about in the beginning of the Sefer, in the middle of the Sefer. Aval b'sof afilu koshu. If you're talking about coming to the end, I mean, what am I supposed to do now? I have 1 page left. What should I do? So if you're coming now to the end of the Sefer, then even if you only have 1 pasuk, you can use the whole Yiriya to write that 1 pasuk if necessary. Upiklafim, lo nadnu chachamim shiur. The chachamim did not mention how many separate pieces of cloth there need to be. As long as you have the minimum of the 3 amudim on each cloth, you can have as many or as few as you like. V'tzorach she'ekotev al hagvil u'b'makom ha'seyar. Hagvil is the whole skin of the animal. So that's a non-chaluk skin, which is very thick. And It also has to be on the side of the skin where the hair grows, not the side of the skin that's next to the actual dermis underneath. So that's the halacha, not keneged habasar. That's the Sefer Torah. If you're writing on cloth, cloth is now whole skin that's been cut, that's been separated out. The outside piece is called the cloth when you separate them into two. You write on cloth on the non-hairy side. The cloth is written on the side that was facing the inside of the basar, which is called nechushto. Nechushto is where you do gerira, because you have to smooth it down.
Is that also to smooth out the color a little bit too?
Not necessarily.
The backside of the Sefer Torah is splashy.
No, that's because they use, that's a big problem. They use a lime-based chemical, which leaves a small, which makes everything very white and makes it easy to write on, but there's like people that don't hold of it because it's you're writing on the lime and you're not writing on the cloth. But that bright thing is not cloth. Im shina, but if you do it the other way around, you write on cloth, b'mokam aseir, or you write on gvil, b'mokam abasar, so then it's pasul. And not only that, lo yekotev chetzio ala or v'chetzio ala cloth, it's not right to write a single Sefer Torah partially on gvil and partially on cloth, because then it's like two completely separate books that you put together, and it's pasul. We write your pasul, it's pasul. Aval. There's no iser in writing kotevu chetzio alor behima tahera v'chetzio alor chaya tahera. You can, however, though it's b'diavad, you can write it partially on one type of skin, on behima, and partially on chaya. So that's okay, even though it doesn't really look exactly the same. The chaya is much darker, rougher. The deer skin ones, they're beautiful. Never saw it. It's beautiful. It's a whole different idea. It's very raw, very earthy. Yeah. Like we're used to this, right? You know.
It's like a Timberlake.
It's almost like a book.
Timberlake Torah.
Yeah, exactly. It's wow. Okay, I guess we'll wait. It's amazing. I'm sure. En kotvim ela al or behima Torah. My timer. It has to be a kosher animal because the Torah says it should be in your mouth. What's in your mouth? Something that is roi to put into your mouth. That means it's mutter to eat. An or behim or chaya tamei is osur. Es the gemara v'atani kotvim agavi or nevelot v'treifot. And how can you use the skins from the veil of a treifa if it's osur b'achila? And says the Gemara, mina dat notim b'picha. We're talking about the type of animal, not the individual particular animal, but the type that's mutter b'picha. V'osin amud v'sefer v'sofo. And also, you have to have what we call the Eitz HaChayim. We have to have a piece of wood running along the end of the sefer in order to be able to be galalit. That's a regular sefer neviim k'sevim. L'teira mikano mikano. Sefer Torah needs two on either side. L'fichach, when since there's only one, or only need for one amud on the neviim k'sevim, golel sefer l'tchilato. You always are golel the sefer back to the beginning, because not towards the end. In other words, the stick is at the end, so when you roll it, it's the beginning that's sticking out. Like we do with the Megillah Esther.
Well, like the Megillah, right?
Yeah. But the Torah, since it has two sticks, you can be go over them and say a Torah. You don't have to roll it back up again every time. That would be murder. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Bar Yosef says, afilu shtei yiriyot, not only forget about to be goyel, to the Sefer Torah to the beginning, but what you do, the thing that you'd be yotz with, even if you're gerlala to a place where there are two yiriyot, meaning along the tefer, of course we do that for practical reasons, so that when you pull on it, you pull it apart but not tear it. So mashenken, if you'd be pulling tight in the middle of it, and you can rip the skin. So this way, that's the place to do it. Rebizira shmu bashilas b'shem kahana u'bilvad b'mokam ha'tefer. When you do it, it has to be dafka to the place of the tefer, not only the place where the urias are shulling. In other words, he's saying afilush the urias, even in the middle. In other words, you're not looking at anything, so that you might think it has to be that same way that the Megillah starts right at the words. But the Sefer Torah at least should start. You know, you open it up and you're looking at words. Not that you're looking at a white space, right? But it should be that you're looking at the words. He said even between the urias. And he says, no, dafka, at the place where it's sowed in order to avoid tearing. That's the point. Rav Acha, b'shem Rav Shugav Bar Nachman, says, Sefer she'en alav mapa of chol al haktav k'tei shelo yipazeh haktav. The halacha is normally you're supposed to have the little piece, like the Sfardim have, a piece of cloth that hangs down and covers the sefer, and that doesn't expose the ketav when you're not reading. If you don't have a mapah, so then you turn it upside down, because otherwise things, dirt will fall on it, dust will fall on it, it's exposed, so you turn it upside down. Kol ototak fulim ba'alav.
So it's between aliyahs?
No, if it's remaining open for any period of time. Kol ototak fulim ba'alav beis, which of course is the mansapach, which are the double letters, where you have the long form and the end form and the middle form. Kotev arishonim, the original ones, meaning the ones that are kafufim, are b'tchilat ha-teva or b'emtza ha-teva, either the beginning or the middle. But the achronim, the ones that are open, are now not kfufim, but are open, are shutim, they're written b'sofa, at the end of the word. Ve'im shina pasul. Not only that, but if you did it the other way around, then the ksav is pasul, and even b'ri'evet it's pasul. M'shom Rav Matya ben Charash amru, man tzepach halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The din of these otiyot akfulot are halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and indeed, even though the luchas themselves weren't written with them, but it was a din halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Mao man tzepach, why do we call them man tzepach? Why don't we call them that? I mean, kiman pat. Keman Patz would be the order in which they appear in the Aleph Beis. I mean, Mansapach is just random. What's this Mansapach? Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mashitkinu Lecha Hatzofim, the Nevim, or Hatzofim, Man Tzefach, from the words who are, from the people who are the Tzofim. So your Tzofecha, Man Tzefach, from your Tzofim, the Nevim. Man Inun Elin Tzofim, what did they want us to know when they made it very clear to us, taking for granted here that obviously the Tzalach L'Moshe M'Sinai, they went out to be Misakin and so on. Ma'aseh b'yom sagrir, in a day of tremendous rains and everybody holds back from going outside so they don't want to come into the Beis HaMedrash, indeed it was one rainy day. This is a story that appears in Masechta Shabbos in the Bavli, a beautiful story. And the Chachamim didn't come in. So, nichnesu atinokot. The kids came in, they don't care about the rain. The adults don't show up. So they said, you know what? Ituna v'itvada v'lo yivatel. They don't show up. Why don't we make ourselves school? And we're going to teach new type. So they started like this. Amen. Ma deim dechtiv. Why does it say mem mem nun nun tzadi tzadi pei pei kaf kaf? Why do we have in our little olive based charts these double letters? They went to be medayit. So what's the? They already looked up on the wall on the board. They had their letters there. What's this business?
So they do the olive based.
So it means mem mem is the pshat mi ma'amar. The ma'amar. It went directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'amar to Moshe's ma'amar. So it was given over to Yisrael. It came nun nun from a ne'eman le ne'eman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Akel ne'eman. And Moshe is called Bechol Beiti ne'emanu. So it came from one ne'eman to another ne'eman. It went from a tzadi. So tzadik Hashem Bechol Drachav. And Moshe's tzidkat Hashem asa. It went mipeh lepeh. It says, Pe'el Pe'el Adaber Bo, And it went from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth to Moshe's mouth. And then the kaf. What's kaf? Kaf and kaf is kaf yado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lekaf yado shel Moshe. So the Torah was given directly from his hand into his hand without any malach in between. V'simu otan chachamim. This was such a beautiful pshat that the chachamim made a simen. Who were these tinokos? V'amdu kulam b'nei adam gdolim, and they watched them for the rest of their careers.
They all
turned out to be pretty good guys when they grew up. And they say that it was Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were two of those kids in that class that day that darshan those letters.
So in other words, they had this intuitive sense from little.
Even when they were little. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabchia b'Avon Rabbi Simon, Trey and Amin, both of them said that Torah HaRishonim lo haya, lo ahe shalem, v'lo amem shalem satum. But the Samach was satum, so the original Sefer Torah, the left leg of the hay did not touch the hay at all, and the mem, so feet, was not completely closed, but there was place to support the inside of the letter. But the samach was completely closed around. And we spoke about this before, about Ben Benesa. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Trey and Omrim, and it should say here, there's a slight change in gears. Anshe Yerushalayim, are you kotvin Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim with a mem, not sofit, a open mem, v'lo hayu makpidim, they weren't makpid to write dafka with and mem situma, with the kavata. In the same way, they also would write tsafon. Teiman could be written teiman. These were special letter words that they weren't marked on osios mansapach. And there were 13 yud gimel davar shinu chachamim l'talmai hamelach. If I'm getting to our sugya over here, we had in the. So this is the 13 things. What are these 13 things? This is Kotfalo Elokim Bara Bereshit, Eseh Adam Etzelam B'Bidmut, Zachar Menekevah Bar Am, Vayichal B'Shishi Vayishvot B'Shvi'i, Hava Erda, so they shouldn't say Hava Nerda, and Vatitzchak Sarah B'Kroveha, all from the Bavli. Vaikach Moshe Tishtovet Banav Yarkivim Al Nos Evene Adam, our Pentagonese. Moshe Bnei Yisrael Asher Yashru Mitzrayim Ubechol Aratzot Shloshim Shana V'Arba Meot Shana. V'at Arnevet, they changed to read Et Tzirat Haraglayim to make sure that the bunny wasn't going to irritate Tony. And here we have the Girsa Imo Shel Talmai HaMelech was called Arnavta, not his wife, but rather his mother. And
he had a Ditzimo.
Yeah. And they changed also Lo Chemed Echad Mikhem instead of Lo Chamor Echad. And they changed Asher Chalak Hashem Elokim Otam, and they put in the word La'ir L'chala Amim Tachat Kol HaShamayim, so they wouldn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matir Avodah Zarah. Asher lo tziviti, not that I wasn't commanded, meaning I didn't create them, but rather asher lo tziviti la'ovdam. Okay, getting back to the story. Kol ha'otot ha'ktuvim im Hashem milafanav arei luchov nimchakim. So if you have a letter that comes in for, let's say, la Hashem, ba Hashem, me Hashem, ke Hashem, she Hashem, all of the letters that come before do not have the Kedushas Hashem. Kedushas Hashem starts after. Shekein matzinu betzitz. If you take a look at the way it says Kodesh La Hashem on the tzitz, you find that the ot lamed before the shem is separate from the yud kei vav kei. So Kodesh lamed, like we had in the Bavli, Kodesh lamed appears beneath milamatan, and then the shem goes up above it. So clearly the shem is not part of the lamed. The lamed continues on with the ma'akol before. Also here it's changing gears. Kolo otot ha'ktuvim im Hashem me'achorav, harei elu kodesh, ve'enu nimchakim. Hashem, if they come as an end to the name, like Elokeinu, Elokeichem, that is being considered to be part of the Kiddush Hashem Milafana. What is the list of names that are considered to be kodesh? Elu shemot she'inan nimchakim, Hakotev is Hashem Barbao Tiyot, Beyud, Hey, and so on. Also the Shem Aleph Dalet, also Kel, also Elokim, also Elokecha, Elokei, Elokeinu, Elokeichem, Shakai, Tzifakot, Ekiya, Asher Ekiya. These are all considered to be Shemais, Rambam Paskins, all of these. And continues up, Katav Aleph Dalet, Me Hashem. Let's say you were writing now the first two letters, Aleph Dalet, from the Shem Avnus. Or you wrote the Aleph and the Hay from the Shem Ekiah, or the Shin and the Dalet from the Shem Shakai, or the Tzadik and the Beis from the Shem Tzvakot. Then you haven't written the Shem yet, and they can still be erased. Hare Elu Nimchakim, and Nimchakim Chaket Tfeilotayim. The Otiyot that came before can be erased, because they don't have Kedushas Hashem. So let's say Leilokim, Nimchak Etzalamet, or La Hashem. It can be a mochek as a lamet, basically, and what we said before. But once you wrote a viable shem, let's say you wrote the yud and the hey out of the four otiyot of yud kei vav kei, but that itself is a shem, yud and hey. So then already it has kedusha. Or you wrote, let's say, alev lamet from the shem Elokim, that already also has kedusha because it's a shem kel. Klolo shodavar, basically, I mean, the rule is, Shiyotzibo Shem, if Kiyotzibo is considered to be a Shem Hashem, that would be Mitkayim B'Bokam Acher, even though it's not the correct Shem for here, Enonim Chak. So once you wrote the Kor, you wrote the Kel, you can't erase them, even though your intent was to write Yudke Bavke or to write Elokim. Tony Rav Yosef Omer, Shel Beit Chagira, a family of Sofrim, called Beit Chagira, Kotvanim Umanim, they are very famous, very high quality sofrim, and they were in Yerushalayim, and they held that the Shem Tzvakot was not a Shem, and they were Mochek Tzvakot, not like the Tanakh we said before, that Tzvakot is a Shem, and they brought a Raya Shekein Hu Shem Chol B'Makom Acher, Upaktu Sarei Tzvaot Perosh Ha'amz, makes the word Tzvaot itself simply means the Tzva Hashem, even here. Hashem Tzvakot just means the Tzvaot Hashem is Klal Yisrael. So Sarei Tzvaot are the officers of Hashem's army also. Same thing over here.
It adds up.
Yeah, it's just you're talking about he is the Lord of his armies, and therefore it's not a Shem. That's what they held. All right, I guess we should continue on. This is great. Moving on, this is the Makpil to bottom of Chesed Tes. So the correct years is like this: Minayim Shochik Pesach beBomas Yochid B'Shas Isu Bomas Shuover Belo Tase. Sounds like a weird question, which the Gemara is immediately going to question itself on. How do you know that if you shecht a Pesach and a Bomas Yochid, that you'd be over on a lav? Talmud Lomar Lo Tuchal Is Borachat a Pesach Beachad. You can't check the Karban Pesach stam in your own backyard, and that, of course, is the Mishnah that says you have to check. Says the Gemara, well, what kind of crazy question is that? Anush Kores, Atamar Hoch, what, you're looking for a new lav? This is a Shvutei Chutz. Well, what are you talking about? Why wouldn't it be Shvutei Chutz? You said you're not allowed to check the Karban Pesach. It's a Shvutei Chutz. I mean, Lo Tuchal Is Borachat a Pesach. Rav Shimon Malakish, Aimer, no, it's a brilliant question. The question over here was Bishochit Bishay Shos Ulamala Shalolishmo. Bishas Hechter Abome. Shad is like this. You're going to shift your Karban Pesach during the time of Pesach, but you're doing it Shalolishmo. What's the thing when you do it Shalolishmo? The Pesach becomes a Shlomi. What's the thing of a Shlomi? You're allowed to bring a Shlomi and Monaco and Abomas Yochit. Bishas Hechter Abome. So that's the question. Did that make your Karban Pesach kosher? For a shalom in the mail, it's okay to do it. It's brilliant, the question. So v'lamu omer b'shas yisra abomis. Why does he call it shas yisra abomis then? Shas yisra abomis. He means b'shas yisra bamato. During the time in which a carbon pesach cannot be brought in a boma, but other things can, meaning on its boma, boma ketana can only be brought in Gilgal or in the boma tzibur, wherever that is, I mean, at the time. So then I understand. So lamali shalolishmo. What's the shalolishmo? And that's the point. Shalotov hashlomi nein shem. That's the point that he's making. Okay, shouldn't think that since you're shechting the Karban Pesach now, if you shechted l'shem shlomi, if you would shechted kedem zman, it would be a kosher shlomi. Because, oh, therefore, if you shechted petach chutz l'mekaymai over here, which is above mektana, if you shechted l'shem shlomi, it should be brought, it should be kosher shlomi then. And not as a pesach that was shechted shelo lishmo, because it's not in the right place. Kamash malan, that since it's the zman of shechtes a pesach, it doesn't become a shlomi. It's just the pesach shelo lishmo, and the male Yerubin Alessa said it on the hakrava, even though it's possible and not over the chorus, but lo tuchal nisbach the pesach. Furthermore, the od min adam, and you see later on this brayso I'm going to bring you now, that if you shech the pesach, if, even though it's shelo lishmo, b'shas heter abomas, you see that there's a special lotus. You might think, now the bright is going to end up saying that if you're makriv an erev pesach on mom ketana carbon pesach misheshos elamala from the pesach lotukal is bolatz pesach the jor v'balav just like we did before, so you might think from sheshos elamala, so it would be kosher. What do you mean? Ma yisvach misheshos, it should say like this: ma yisvach misheshos elamatan yekosher. Come now to explain the price. You're saying, you might think if you shechted it after Sheshos would be kosher. Mashmah, what? Before Sheshos it is kosher. Right? I mean, how is that? And obviously, you got to be talking about, I mean, certainly if you shechted a Pesach Lishmo, then Adarab would be kosher after Sheshos. Before that, it's possible. So what you're saying is, you might think that in the same way that if you shechted a Pesach Lishem Shlomim, before the Zman HaPesach, meaning in the morning before Sheshos, halachas, it becomes a Shlomim, and it's kosher. You might think that even after Sheshos, but not be Mekaymai. So it's not an Abama Ketana. Since you're not allowed to bring the Pesach on Abama Ketana, it would become a Shlomim, and therefore would be kosher. So therefore, it ends up the Brax, and no, that's where it says, Lo Tuchal Zbocha the Pesach, Be'achat Shorecha. Omer, if you see how the Omer Shlomim, Aboim Machmas HaPesach, sharing the Pesach. I mean, since you're saying over here that Pesach before Chatzos, before Shlomi, would be kosher on Shlomi, would be kosher on Abama Ketana, so therefore you see from it, you don't say since this was initially a carbon Pesach, so therefore it's going to have all the dinim of a carbon Pesach, and even when it turns into a Shlomi, it's a Shlomi Sha'asi, Mikadusha's Pesach, and the male it's also on Abama Ketana. No! You see that if you're eiker the same Pesach and it now becomes a shlomi, it would be kosher. The only thing that we're discussing over here is the shail of whether it becomes a shlomi even like a sheshos because it's shalom b'mekoma. But if it would become a shlomi because it's shalom b'zmano, then enochinami would be okay to bring as a shlomi on a b'mekoma. Let me ask you something. Ola, that comes machmas asham. I'll die to the Rablaz. Remember, there's a machlokus about cases where you have, let's say, Vlad Asham, or Tumuras Asham. So remember, we had a machlokus where, what is the meaning that it's Karev Nidava? Is that it's Karev Nidvas Yochid, or it's Karev Nidvas Ola, meaning Nidvas Tzibur? There are many cases when they. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer says that it means Eilas Yochid. So if it's an Eilas Yochid, so then it's Nidav Nidav. But it comes from an asham, which is not nidav v'nidav, right? So now the question is, what's the din of a nidav v'nidav? Can it be brought on a bama ketana, even though it came from something that was also to bring on a bama ketana? Ma'or should take share of a bama. That's our shayla. Neshmi naminada. Let's learn from here. It says in our Mishnah, kosher nidav v'nidav karab bama. Kosher enon lo nidav v'lo nidav eno karab bama. Can you explain why you need to tell me the positive and the negative? If you tell me kosher nidav v'nidav, I understand the kosher ain't a nidav v'nidav not. I mean, if you're repeating, going out of your way to repeat it in the negative, such a lishon in yaseira. So the extra lashon there comes to tell me that something that isn't nidav v'nidav, even machmas where it comes from. In other words, it's not only a question of machmas atzmai, but over here comes machmas another kedusha like the yayla. So it's Eino Karev, Bama Ketana. That seems to be the question. Why did we say that a Pesach, which is Karev Shlomim, is okay to bring on a Bama Ketana? The Akronim speak about this a lot. Why? What would be the Nafkamin? Well, the Nafkamin is very obvious. That the over here you're talking about the Korban Asham, which can never be brought itself as a Shlomim, or as a Nidav, as a Naila. Mashenkin, the Pesach itself can itself turn into a Shlomim without, in itself has in it Kedusha Shlomim, which is Nidah V'Nidah. And so Mameyman, the two cases are not really similar. When it comes to the case of the Yoyla, Inakinami, the Yoyla can, even though it's Nidah V'Nidah now, cannot be brought on a Bamas Yochi. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina. The same way that you have to be Kaveya the Mokam HaMizbeach HaPi Navi, so too you have to be a Kaveya any Mokam of the, even of a Boma Gedeila. I'm not referring to Boma Ketana, obviously. There's no dinner Mokam in a Boma Ketana, but a Boma Gedeila, that's a Gilgal, nice giving. You need to have a Navi to be Kaveya precisely where it is that you're supposed to put that Boma, my timer. He Shomer Lecha Pen Ta'ala Lotecha Bechol Mokom Asher Tireh. Ki im ba makom. So what's the pshat? Since it says b'chol makom asher tir'eh, so that means that it's not being koveh a makom for b'ma gedola kefi ra'ot enecha. So when you're in a place, don't think it's any of the places that are isha yashar beinav, which is heter b'ma. But still, don't think it's b'chol makom. Can't be just any place. It has to be a place that's kavuah b'navi. Brilliant, mamash, a whole new approach. Wait a minute, says Gemara, but Elio is marked with Rishas Isra Bomans. And that's already, what's the Heter Remarkable in Har HaKarmel? How could it be marked with Rishas Shiloh? There was no Heter Rishas Shiloh. Omar, Ripsmaloi, what do you mean? Dibura. Omar, he told him over to Dvar Nevi, it says, Ubidvorcha Asiti, Bidiburecha Asiti. It was based on a Nevius, which of course, as long as it's not telling you that there was a change in halacha, because Baruch was saying that this is especially Rosh Hashanah, because Baruch said, do it now. So then, Diburcha Asiti, in other words, he did it, Al Pi Tzivui Hashem. Halacha Yud Beis. Ein Ben Shiloh Yerushalayim, Elisha Bishiloh, Klim Kotshim Kalim, Ma'aser Sheni, Bechol HaRoeh.